This is The Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle podcast, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne. Thank you for tuning in. When it comes to printing, many of us limit our printing due to the high cost in ink and the limited ink within a cartridge. However, what if there was a device that offered affordable ink and allowed you to print as many pages as you wanted? Joining me to speak about this is Senior Product Manager of Epson America, Rodrigo Catalane. Thanks for joining me, Rodrigo.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
Could you tell me a little bit about Epson and how long has the company been around?
Epson's been around for a long time. If you go back to the origins and the founding of the company, you're going to go back about over 100 years in Japan. Over time, what we've done is we've developed some core technology. A lot of it is based on oscillating crystal technology, which went into the Seiko watch brand in the 60s and 70s, and now has found its way into a bunch of high-tech products. If you can imagine a technical component that has many applications, and one of those applications has now found its way into printers. And so we're able to launch recently a new line of printers called EcoTank that is using this micropiezo crystal, which goes into the print head, and then we've attached a large quantity of ink to the printer to bring optimal value to consumers in the printer space.
Is there any other differences between the EcoTank printers and just normal printers besides, you know, the ink cartridges?
Essentially, no. It's really just two different versions of an inkjet printer. The traditional printer that you probably experience has a lower hardware price, so you pay less for the printer, and then you pay more for the cartridges. The business model is basically pay as you go. And then this particular product just switches that around. So you pay more for the hardware, but you pay very little for the ink. And this is probably more appealing to somebody who will print more. So you kind of have two flavors. You pay as you go, the old style, and then this one is pay more and save up front, or save over time as you print.
Okay, cool. How many versions of the EcoTank printers are available on the market?
We just launched a full portfolio, and we have five models today. And what you'll see is generally starting at the entry level, a 3-in-1, which means it is able to scan, copy, and print. And then you have at the very high end, you have one that's built for a networked business environment that has much more robust capabilities, and including the use of our new advanced precision core print head that really optimizes some of that original core technology into a high volume printing machine.
Awesome. Now, I had the pleasure of looking at the ET4550 and the ET2550. What's the difference between the two?
The difference between those is a few things. One is, of course, that the ET4550 is what we call a 4-in-1. So it will print, scan, copy, and fax. And meanwhile, the ET2550 is what we call a 3-in-1. So it will print, scan, and copy. It does not have a fax capability. And the 4550 also has an auto dock feeder, meaning you can put in a stack of pages and it will feed it through the scan bed, and you can therefore copy or scan multiple pages at a time. So that's one of the big differences just from a hardware standpoint. When you look at the actual quantity of ink that comes with the printer, you'll get significantly more ink with the 4550. And essentially with the ink that comes with the printer, you can print up to 11,000 pages in black or 8,500 pages in color. That's the 4550. Meanwhile, with the 2550, you can print 4,000 pages in black and 6,500 in color. So a bit more ink yield for you on the ET4550.
You know, why did Epson choose to go into the direction of the EcoTank, you know, cartridges? That seems like a big change.
It is a big change. What we've been doing is, of course, for a long time, we've been paying attention to what people are interested in using in the office and in the home environment. And what we found was that there were people who were really interested in a printing device that would enable them to print for long periods of time, either months at a time or print jobs that were many pages, where they didn't have to worry about running out of ink and replacing ink cartridges. And so that meant for us, well, how do we solve this problem in a way that makes folks still have the same high-quality printing experience, but now allows them to not worry about the running out of ink? And what we came up with was EcoTank. So EcoTank essentially is a printer that has a large tank on the side of the printer, and in that tank there's a large quantity of ink. So the traditional inkjet printer, you have cartridges that you replace. This printer, the EcoTank model, does not have any cartridges. So forget anything you ever experienced around cartridges, and think about a bottle. So now, instead of when you run out of ink, instead of using a cartridge, you're going to take a bottle, and you're going to empty that bottle into this tank. You fill it up when you buy the printer, when you get the printer at home or in the office. You fill it up once, and that's going to print for you probably, depending on your print volume, anywhere from like 1 year to 2 years without you ever having to refill the tank. So, totally different usage experience from the end user's point of view, because you can print and you're never going to think about running out of ink.
That is insane. I mean, I know personally when I like to print things, I'll just like mass print everything. And I'm always afraid, like, oh God, how much ink is it left in the cartridge? Like, do I have enough for this? I mean, to have a year's worth of supply of ink, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You're probably the target customer this is ideally suited for. So don't ever worry about it. Now, here's the interesting thing. Not only when you fill it once, when you get the printer, are you not going to have to think about it for up to 2 years, but the day in 2 years when you actually get your ink, you find your ink levels are low and you go back to your preferred retailer of office supplies and you find that you're going to have to replace these bottles, you're probably going to think to yourself, oh, okay, this is where the catch is. This is where, as you said, the hammer drops, where I'm going to get surprised by the price.
Exactly.
But I think you'll actually be surprised by the price and how low it is, because that bottle is going to cost you $12.99.
Are you serious? $12.99. I know this sounds like, but I'm used to paying almost $80 just for a black cartridge. $12.99?
Totally serious, no joke. Wouldn't joke about ink. We take it very seriously. So a cartridge, of course, has much less ink and costs more. This has way more ink in the bottle and costs less. That bottle will hold thousands of pages worth of ink, and $12.99 per bottle is substantially less than what you pay for ink that comes in the cartridges. And again, this is really about meeting the needs of customers, and that you might be the kind of customer that this EcoTank would appeal to. There may be folks who say, well, I'm not going to print that much, so I'm going to use the traditional type of inkjet where I pay less for the hardware, and occasionally I'll have to replace the cartridges, but I'm okay with that because I don't print that much, and that's fine. So what we're trying to do is really serve all of the types of customers that are in the marketplace, those who print a lot, like yourself, and then those who print medium and less. So this is our way of expanding our offering to meet all the needs of the market.
Okay, so I already said I print a lot. So I actually have so many like not used cartridges. They're brand new, in the box still. They're laying all over my office. And I noticed that after a while, they do dry out. I mean, is that something I should worry about with the EcoTank?
No, not at all. So normally, if you keep an ink cartridge sealed without exposing it to air, so it's still in its original packaging, it should sit on the shelf and last you easily 2 years or more. Similarly, with these bottles, when you buy the bottle will last you sitting on the shelf unopened for at least 2 years, if not longer. Now, when you put the ink into the tank itself, the tank comes with some high-tolerance rubber seals where you'll close the openings that you use to put the ink in. Those will keep this tank airtight. Now, this is, of course, an open, what we call an open system, which is that there is some air that will circulate in that tank. evaporation. But the thing about it is, when you look at the quantity of evaporation, which is very, very small, and the price of a bottle, which is also very low at $12.99, your ability to replace any kind of evaporation is so inexpensive that it completely offsets any potential limitation that might come from that. So we've tested this. We've been selling it for probably, I think now we're in our fifth year worldwide, and we haven't had any issues or complaints from customers about ink drying out. We've been pleasantly surprised, but the other thing to think about is ink is a technology in and of itself, and so we have engineers who work very hard to develop inks that can do a lot of things, and if you can imagine, ink has to stay wet, but it also has to avoid drying itself out, and it has to carry a colorant, and it has to work in the print heads, and it has to do all sorts of crazy things. And so these engineers are able to come up with an ink chemistry that is very stable and will last for, in the printer, will last at least 2 years without any drying or any issues with the ink.
So I can buy this kind of ink at Walmart or Office Max, or should I be ordering this online?
You can get the ink at any of the major retailers who sell Epson hardware. Pretty much wherever you see an Epson printer sold, you can also find these ink bottles. So they're widely available, they're available as well as at Epson.com and on the at the online retailers as well.
Well, thank you so much, Rodrigo, for joining me. This was a very interesting conversation.
You're welcome. Anytime. Pleasure.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's MasonVeraPayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.